KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 23 with a wind chill of 15. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, January 18th. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine, a little breezy with a high near 50 today, but wind chills will probably be in the 30s. A new interim superintendent is on board for Chickasha Public Schools. The story is part of today's Cool News. The new administrator on board for Chickasha Public Schools spent his first day on the job meeting school principals and many of the people he'll be working with over the next few months. Jack Heron, hired by the school board during its special meeting last night. The action came after former school board president Chris Ledwell resigned. Cool News did try to get an interview with Heron yesterday, but he didn't return our phone call. According to his Facebook page, Heron has a background in education financing, having worked in that area at the State Department of Education. He's also served as a government relations officer with the Professional Oklahoma Educators. That's a non-union, non-partisan, non-profit group of educators. He's also served as superintendent in a number of school districts, including Duncan and Guthrie. Terms of Heron's contract not immediately available. Well, the school board did terminate its monthly stipend with Superintendent Emeritus Dave Cash this week. He continues to serve the district without pay or benefits. Sources say Heron can reach out to Cash if he needs some information. Millions of dollars in improvements have been made to the Chickasha Airport over the last several years. City Manager John Nalbert said since the mid-70s, about $5 million has been spent on things like extending the runway, repairs to drainage, and even developing the airport industrial park. Nalbert said most of that money coming from state and federal sources.
The most incredible part about that is when you look at that $5 million that has been spent, only about 300,000 of that has been local dollars.
The airport itself sits at about 300 acres just north of Chickasha. The entire region is about 700 acres, though, which includes the industrial park. Among the improvements made over the last 40 years, extending the runway, fencing, fixing drainage as well. Noblet said future plans include extending the runway for about another 1,000 feet. He said about 30 planes per day use the airport. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
A Caddo County man has been bound over for trial for his alleged rape of a teenage girl. 34-year-old Cecil Gordon of Carnegie entering an innocent plea to the rape charge following his preliminary hearing in Anadarko yesterday. His trial set for August. Court documents in the case indicate Gordon's DNA ties him to the alleged sexual assault. The teen, who was 15 at the time of the attack, said Gordon overpowered her. That occurred in the summer of 2016. Groundbreaking ceremonies today for the expansion of a local financial institution. Work already underway for the new standalone location for Focus Federal Credit Union. A building permit for the site issued last month. It's a $600,000 project, and officials hope to have it opened up by this fall. The new location at 1st and Chisholm Drive, only about a block south of its current location. The credit union did have to remove its ATM to allow for the new construction. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange was up yesterday, and it's just under $64 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was up to $69.38. Natural gas climbs to $3.23 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,330, and silver $17.11. Obituaries today include 89-year-old Lavelle Thomas of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Chickasha's First Baptist Church. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, another cold morning, right around the 20-degree mark with wind chills right around 10. We'll have a sunny and breezy day today. Temperatures will be warmer up to the upper 40s, but again, some winds to about 20 miles per hour will make it feel a little bit chillier than that. And right now, it's 23 with a wind chill of 15. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's clearance time at M&M Furniture in downtown Chickasha, and Les says this stuff's got to go. Closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, odds and ends, all at big savings. Right now at M&M Furniture, quality recliners up to 30% off. Sofas up to 40% off. Mattresses up to 50% off. One more examples? Beautiful name-brand all-leather club chairs. A $1,400 value, as low as $600. Stop in for more clearance specials now at M&M Furniture, where you always get more for less from Les Moore. 309 Chickasha Avenue, downtown.
In sports, a lot going on with the basketball tournaments continuing and getting underway today. Chickasha, Blanchard, and Elgin basketball teams all at the Newcastle Sweet Pea Invitational. The Chickasha Lady Chicks play top seed Elgin at 10 o'clock this morning. The Fighting Chicks will play Heritage Hall at 2:30. Blanchard boys and girls both play Ada this afternoon. Newcastle girls and boys both play tonight. The girls play Heritage Hall. The boys play Cash. Also at Myers Fieldhouse this weekend, the Chickasha 8th grade tournament getting underway today. Anadarko, Riverside, Ardmore, a couple of Mustang teams, and Cash in the mix. Game start at 10:30 this morning, and the last one starts at 6:40 tonight. At the Caddo County tournament yesterday, the top seeds both win their first round games. Fort Cobb-Broxton boys over Gracemont, 83-52. Fort Cobb-Broxton girls just get by Hinton, 47-46. And the two seeds, Cyril boys and girls, win their first round games too. The boys beat Hinton, 72-43. The girls beat Bingerone, 43-23. At the Grady County Tournament in Dibble today, it's the girls' semifinals. Rush Springs versus Oklahoma Christian Academy at 4. Ampo versus Minko at 6:40. And the boys' losers' bracket games are today. Ninikaw versus Verdon at 5:20. And Rush Springs versus Dibble at 8 o'clock. The Heart of Oklahoma Tournament getting underway today. Anadarko and Tuttle among the teams playing there. Anadarko girls, the number 2 seed, they play Purcell this evening, 6:30. Tuttle girls play Sulphur. The Anadarko boys, the number 2 seed, they play Van Oss this afternoon at 2:30. And Tuttle also playing Sulphur boys. In USAO home games tonight with the John Brown University, both men's teams are 6-3 and tied for third place in the conference standings, just a game and a half behind Wayland Baptist. Both women's teams are 6-2 in the league, tied for second place. Our Cool News, Weather, and Sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.